Thank you for that, and welcome back to the show. Rick Tittle with you, coast to coast and around the world on the American Forces Radio Network. It is Tuesday at 9:40 Pacific time. This is when we check in with our friends at SailSportTalk.com. Once again, SailSportTalk.com, and co-hosting this segment, as per usual, is our friend Karen Lyle. How are you doing, Karen?
I'm doing great, Rick. While you were gone, I was talking to Terry Hutchinson of the American Magic Team at America's Cup, and I wanted to share with you a portion of the second interview that I had so that we could talk about it.
All right, well, let's go to it then. Here we go with Terry Hutchinson.
The America's Cup has tremendous history for the New York Yacht Club because you, yeah. I think you still hold the longest winning streak in all of sports history. That's all sports. I think it was it 132 years? I was
132 years, and they've been the longest standing trustee of the America's Cup and the original trustee, and there's a long history of holding on to the America's Cup there for sure.
And what would you say it feels like for you to go after recovering this trophy? You've been trying for a while.
Well, I personally have been trying for a while. I got into the match in AC32 as a tactician for Team New Zealand. We won a couple races, and it was a very good regatta. So this is the sixth go around for me, and this is my third with the New York Yacht Club, as I raced with Dennis in 2003 in Stars and Stripes. I've been a member of New York for 30 years, and so the America's Cup has kind of always been one of those things for me as a sailor. It was something that I've pursued since I was very young. I was always wanted to do. It was more of a passion than the Olympics from a sailing perspective. And maybe that's, I grew up in Annapolis and the influence of Gary Jobson. And, I can remember back to 1977 and Courageous, when Courageous won and Ted Turner was the helmsman. And then in 1980 when Dennis won and Tom Wynn was a tactician. Then again in 83 when they actually lost, the lure of the regatta and how hard it is to win and to be successful at, because of the different aspects of the design and the team, and so when I was speaking earlier about the team, there's so many great sailors in the basin here but again, the individual is not going to win the regatta. It's going to be the team that wins the regatta. And so, I think that's what makes this regatta so unique, and that as I was speaking earlier, we have 170 team members inside of American Magic and only 8 on the boat that support that operation. And so, making sure that the team is as sorted and as balanced as it possibly can be. So on the day we put out the best team on the water, that's truly what our goal is. As a sailor, it's an honor to represent the New York Yacht Club. I mean, it's unique because of the club's history. But I don't really think about it in that context because I'm a sailor and I want to win a regatta.
No win, no trophy, right?
It's a competition it's so hard to win because of the different aspects of it and because it's spaced every 3 years or every 4 years, and the rules are tilted by the defender because the defender wrote the rules, and in this America's Cup, it couldn't be any more biased towards the defender. And so having the opportunity to get into the match and then to beat defender at their game, that's a hard thing to do.
And also, Barcelona tends to have, it's not like a consistent wind.
Barcelona's awesome, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, as you rightfully point out, we're getting into a time of year where the sea breezes are getting lighter and everything's, we're on the downtrend from a breeze perspective. But it's been it's been so much better than what I think we thought it was going to be. We made a decision to go away from our training facility in Pensacola and to spend the winter in Barcelona, which we, at the time, I know when we were making the decision, felt risky because we had watched a team train here all winter long and it didn't look like it was very good. And this year it was quite the opposite. We had an unbelievable February and March, mid 70s, great sea breezes. It was really, really good sailing. Yeah, as a city, it was, the cultural side of Barcelona, I mean, it has pretty much all the historical and relevance of Europe are really based here. I mean, you have certain, the Sagrada Familia, which is, and then all the Gaudi buildings and Picasso was here. And yeah, I mean, it's very rich in history for Europe. And so, an American living here, having lived overseas before, this has by far been one of the most special places to come and live.
Where do you want to start out? Do you have a strategy for how you approach this?
Paint the picture for your listeners. We have 4 days of preseason. And then 4 days after that, we have 5 days of regular season. And then 5 days after that, we go into the playoffs. And we go into the first round of the playoffs. If we succeed there, then we go to the championship, so to speak, for the challengers. And if we succeed there, then we go into the America's Cup. So we've been training now for, as a team, over 300 days on the water over the last, 730 available. And so we do all that preparation, and the competition starts and finishes in literally 8 weeks of sailing. And so it's a brutal competition in that regards, which is one of the reasons why it's so hard to win. You know, our strategy is to come out on day one firing and to demonstrate our intent to all the competitors and make sure everybody understands what we're here for, as I'm sure it's the same for the other teams. And how we're going to do that is more important. And, these are things that we've been working on now for the better part of 22 months. I prefer that we do pretty much all of our talking through our actions, not our words, because talk's cheap.
I'll be seeing you in late September, early October.
Yes. And
so I'm looking forward to being able to see these boats and everybody in person in Barcelona and enjoying that weather with you. Go, American Magic, go.
Thank you.
Please bring home that trophy.
Well, we're going to leave it all out there. And, at the end of these, occasionally some of the younger guys, which are awesome, like, I can't wait till we get to celebrate and have a big party. And I always tell them, if you have enough energy to celebrate, you probably haven't worked hard enough.
Right. And you really can't be thinking about that at the time when you're
into it. No, you can't. But you got to love the youthful
enthusiasm. That's when everything gets messed up, the moment you start thinking, I'm almost there, right?
Yeah, no. Focus on the process and the winning will take care of itself.
Well, I think those are great words. Thank you so much. And
I'm
Karen Lyle with Terry Hutchinson here for the American Magic Team, America's Cup coming up in Barcelona.
Thank you, Karen.
All right, now we are back live, Rick Tittle with Karen Lyle. And Karen, when we threw to it, we should have let everyone know who Terry Hutchinson is. And maybe listening to the interview, they figured it out that he is the captain of the American Magic Team. Now, we say American Magic Team for America's Cup. This is our only entry wearing the stars and stripes, correct?
This is for the New York Yacht Club, and this is the only American entry in the America's Cup. And so we had spoken to Terry Hutchinson when he was in Pensacola before the last America's Cup, and then I was going to be going to New Zealand, but then we had the pandemic, and I couldn't get in because of the quarantine. But this year I'm going to be going to Barcelona, and I've been invited to be accredited media there, and I'll be there, between the 2nd and 5th of October.
Congratulations. But, that's a great gig.
Oh, well, I am thrilled, actually. I was so disappointed when we were all stuck. When we did this in New Zealand, I had actually gotten approval from the New Zealand government on an emergency to be able to come in. And then that's when COVID broke out, just right before they came in, and there was no room for me to do a 2-week quarantine. So I didn't actually get to go. So this time, no quarantines, no pandemic, and wonderful weather, right?
So what yacht club was Dennis Connor from?
New York Yacht Club.
So it's the same one. Okay. Because I think the saying was that because we had never lost it, we as Americans, that they said if the trophy leaves the podium, it will be replaced by the head of the skipper that lost it, right?
Well, a lot of people say a lot of things, but when you talk to Terry, he's so calm about everything. It's all about the team. It's no individual stands out, but you can tell. I don't know. He's got this understatement, and underneath all of that, that they are just doing everything they can to win this race.
Let me ask you, Karen, let's say, you're at the dock in Barcelona and they say, Terry has the flu. Karen Lyle, can you skipper us? Would you be able? Because people used to ask me this all the time when I did A's games. They go, you should be the manager. And I said, if I was the manager, we would go 1-161. They're like, no, you're smart. You should be the manager. And I'm like, no, it just sounds like I'm smart. I would win one game by accident. So for you, do you think, you know what? Let me.
You answered it for me there, Rick.
What tactics would you have, though?
Well, I actually think that when Terry was talking about how it's about the team and they've got all these people together, you know, really keeping everybody focused, keeping them together, because any weak link in that is going to make a difference in winning or losing. So having everybody focused on paying attention to what they're doing every moment is probably the most important strategy. I'm sure that every team is paying attention to that as well.
So, tell me a little bit about when you're going to Barcelona, how you're going to get acclimated, how you get situated, because, you know, when Patty Mangan and I went to SailGP last year, you know, you would watch mostly the monitors because they would just kind of scoot by and you really couldn't get a good look. So are you going to be able to get a good look?
Well, this is a lot different than SailGP, because SailGP puts everybody in their own tent, where the America's Cup is really based around the yacht clubs. And so the yacht clubs, there's a Royal Yacht Club in Barcelona that is located right there on the water. I don't know exactly where the media room is. They've given me a map and I have to study it. But the whole city of Barcelona has made the city available to the media. So I'm not only a guest of the America's Cup, but I'm also a guest of the city, and they've given me privileges while I'm there, you know, and access to museums and other things. I'm not going to be able to do everything that I would like to do in the short time that I'm there, but it's, you know, the city has been really wonderful about this, and the American Cup is just, it is the most special race, I think, for sailors. And it's not just a long history, but it's just a fascinating race with the designs of the boats and how the design plays into this. You know, the American Magic team had an opportunity to actually race against the Emirates Team New Zealand in September of last year in Spain. In the smaller boats, they went in the AC-40s, and they actually won by 1 point. So you know how competitive this is. Now they're racing in the boats that they've designed for the race now, the AC-45 yachts, starting on Thursday, and we'll get to see how those boats perform. And that's the same boat, you know, improved as what they did in the last cup. Sometimes they'd make radical changes, but they decided to continue improving on that. So I'm very fascinated to see this. I haven't seen one of these up close yet.
All right, looking forward to that. Karen Lyle, SailSportTalk.com. As always, the show is brought to you by Grays Harbor Historical Seaport, the Port of Seattle, and the State of Washington. Fly into the Seattle International Airport on your next trip and visit the Port of Seattle and her historic seaports. Karen, good stuff. Thank you for coming by.
Thank you, Rick.
All right. I'm Rick Tittle. Come on back on Sports Byline USA.
We have the power to lift us up with song, with wings. We have wings now.